We have sure enjoyed being here, I'll tell you that. This is an oasis. And many of you encouraged us today with kind words, and I appreciate every one of those expressions. Thank you so much. And I want to thank you for the nice room you put us in, very nice room. And we went in there, there's a basket. You know, my favorite kind of fruit basket was in that room. Very little fruit was in it. But then all kinds of candy and cookies. Oh, that was nice. And it's been a delight to be here. It's just a wonderful privilege to be here. I consider this one of America's great churches. Now, I don't know if you do or not, but I think this is one of America's great churches, and it's an honor to be here today. And I appreciate the quartet. I thought that was good, brother. I think you could sell some CDs. I really do. And I appreciate your song leader, Mr. Canary up here. I appreciate him. You know what? I thank the Lord for a man with some life about him while he's leading the singing, don't you? If you had been some of the places where we've been, I told him today I've seen two song leaders that lead the singing in a deep bass voice. I mean, and one man, he punctuates every word, just Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. That's how he leads the singing. But you know, that's all they had. That's all the church had. He was up. I thank God for a man willing to do what he can, you know. But this man's got a talent. He's got some zeal. He's got some life about him, some joy about him. He's been a blessing to me, and I've just enjoyed the day. My voice is about gone, and I know what's killing me. It's air conditioning. That's what it is. This time of year, air conditioning kills me. And it gets my sinuses flowing. That's what it does. And so I'm thinking about writing a letter to all the churches that we're going to be at and say, please cut the air when we come. But I tell you what I'd be getting. I'd be getting letters back say, we're cutting you. You don't come. All right? So I just got to learn to live with it. Pray for me, if you would, if you're a praying person. I'm really having trouble with my voice these days. I don't have much to start with, you know. And then it goes out on me pretty quick. But we're going to try to sing a song. Now, if I sound like Ernest T. Bass or somebody up here singing, forgive me. I'm doing the best I can. But I like this song. It's called He Can. Who can speak to a cripple and he'll stand right up and walk? And who can cause the deaf and dumb to hear and start to talk? And who can calm a fevered brow by saying, let it be? Take a little bit of clay and touch them in a way that blinded eyes can see. Oh, he can, and I know that he'll stand by your side when the world comes crumbling in. For no one's ever done what he's done. He laid down his life, but he rose to live again. Now who can cause an old man who's about to say goodbye to lift up both of his dying hands with a tear running from his eye? With his loved ones gathered all around him, he can smile and say, don't fear, for the one who brought me through the storm will lead me home from here. Oh, he can, and I know that he'll stand by your side when the world comes crumbling in. For no one's ever done what he's done. He laid down his life, but he rose to live again. I'm telling you he can, and I know that he'll stand by your side when the world comes crumbling in. For no one's ever done what he's done. He laid down his life, but he rose to live again. He laid down his life, but he rose to live again. Amen. Amen. This is a song, and I want to say something right here. I appreciate no applause right there. I just want to say that. I know you applauded for the quartet. That's a special thing, you know, and just that's a special thing, but I just want you to know, I'm sure your pastor has taught you that. And we go into a lot of churches. They do applaud, you know. And I don't say anything about it, you know. It's their way of showing appreciation. But to me, it's too close to show business. To me, it puts it, and of course, the quartet, they were just show business. That's all they were. But I'm keeping people awake anyway. People are laughing. They're still awake. But I just appreciate that. I appreciate a good hearty amen. I appreciate it. Somebody with a hand in the air saying, yep, praise God. That's what I appreciate. And I know today you might think by listening to us that, boy, they are into Southern gospel. You might think that. Now, some of the songs we sing are what Southern gospel used to be many, many years ago. But we're not into that. We're not into concerts and professionalism and all that. It kind of turns my stomach, to be honest with you. I just want to be a church singer. Somebody called the other day and they said, would you sing for a benefit? It's going to be in the town square, and it's a benefit for something. And I thank God for benefits. Somebody trying to help somebody having a hard time. But I told the man, I said, you know what? I said, I'm just a church singer. That's all I want to be. I just want to sing in church. And we sing in a nursing home once in a while, but then we turn the nursing home into church while we're there. But I said, I'm just a church singer. And really, that's my only ambition. Just sing for the Lord, sing for the glory of God. I want to be a blessing to God's people. I want to be a blessing to the local church. And this song we're about to sing, I hope, will be a blessing to you. It's a song, it's called Under Control. And it fits in with what's happening in America today. All these tornadoes, earthquakes, disasters that are happening everywhere. And I, for one, I'll go on record. I'll put me in the newspaper saying God is trying to get our attention. Now, some pastors wouldn't say that. Some preachers wouldn't say that. When, I believe it was back when Katrina hit New Orleans, a famous pastor said God's trying to wake up America, and even some good Christians turned on him and said, wait a minute, that's not right, you know. But I think it was right. I think God is trying to wake us up. And this song says, though, no matter what happens, God is still in control. He has everything under control. Men's hearts today are failing for fear, and it seems that the end is so very near. Our ship is leaning, and the storms they roll, but my God has everything under control. Under control, though the night be cold, though the earth be shaken and the billows they may roll, I heard God whisper to my trembling soul, everything under control. The earthquakes and the wars and the problems of man, He holds them all in the palm of His hand. I will fear no evil, for I'm in His fold. My Father has everything under control. Under control, though the night be cold, though the earth be shaken and the billows they may roll. I heard God whisper to my trembling soul,
fear not, for I have everything under control.
I heard God whisper to my trembling soul,
fear not, for I have everything under control.